This is James Hebert sitting in for Cecil Doyle. In a few moments, we'll join Judith in the studio right now from the Poets Bookshelf with Darryl Bourke.
It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poets Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourke, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's poems are by Jack B. Bedell from a new book, Bone Hollow True, New and Selected Poems, published by Texas Review Press. The first poem, Evolution. No matter how many times the game wardens belted its nose, dragged it to the bed of their truck and drove it back out to Kleebert's farm, the gator found its way back to the same grass between the old city hall and the daiquiri shop. Somewhere in its pecan shell brain, it knew this spot, smack in the middle of town, as home. Maybe it was the smell of the feed plant unwind, or the magnetism coming off the train tracks so close to the junction. Maybe this was where it toothed itself out of its egg a quarter century ago. Whatever, it would cross a mile of silt, climb fences and dodge cars to press its belly there, and nothing could shake it off that need. Eventually, it was the wardens who gave up their ways and built a pen around it as it lay, with a pool on one end and plenty of shade for it to get out of the sun. Every now and then I bring my kids to tell it hello, to see how the world grows around stubbornness. They slap the fence and beg it to show its teeth and hiss. The gator just spreads its ribs on the bottom of its pool and breathes. The next poem by Jack B. Bedell from Bone Hollow True, New and Selected Poems, Lash Pala Patat. Out of the back door glass, I watch the neighbor boy try as hard as a seven-year-old can to ride the pony he won at raffle yesterday. The mount is old and ornery and doesn't take to his efforts very well. It must have lived in a petting zoo all its 15 years, because no matter what the boy does to make the animal keep going after it's stopped, or to turn left out of the circle it walks, the thing does what it does, moves for 3 minutes clockwise, stops for a minute, then moves again, even if the boy has fallen off, pulling too hard to make it turn. The saddle came with the prize, is bound to be a quarter horse sized. It shifts around to the belly if the boy leans when he pulls, dragging him across the grass. From this distance, it would seem easy to think he's afraid, the way he jumps off every chance he gets, to miss just how patiently he waits for the pony to stop, then picks himself up and lifts the saddle back up into its place for another try. That's what makes me watch. I see his faith at work and hope it ages better than mine. Want to tell him to keep it, to hold on, that his load won't get much lighter, but his fingers are sure to grow around it.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poets Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Daryl Bork.